Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
And 17 hours picking me a bouquet of dogwood flowers, and I'm a hoping for Raleigh I can see my baby tonight.
I'm alright with this one.
So rock me mama like a wagon wheel.
Rock
me mama any way you feel.
Oh, is that Darius Rucker?
Hey, mama, rock me.
Exactly right.
So insulting.
No, yeah, it's Darius Rucker.
Yeah, Darius Rucker.
My bad.
Yeah.
It's crazy that's a cover.
He big
old
dolphin,
pro medicine show.
Big Dolphins
the
fan.
The way bigger version of the song.
Oh, yeah.
Big Dolphins fan, Darius Rucker.
Yeah, South Carolina fan.
Well, you must like the Hootie and the Blowfish record, Crack Rear View. You got to like that one. All right.
Yeah.
This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Twitter questions brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Engagement season is here. Let the pros at Mark's Jewelers help you select the ring of her dreams and on budget. Online at marks-jewelers.com. This will be good for Elliot. The question is SpongeBob on the Mount Rushmore of cartoon characters? 50.7% say yes. It is hotly debated.
So my initial gut reaction was yes.
Okay.
Now, not my generation, obviously. I was later than SpongeBob. I was like just at the edge.
What do you mean?
I mean, when did SpongeBob come out?
There's no way.
I was like in my teens when SpongeBob was popular.
Elliot's like 40.
I'm 38.
You mean earlier than SpongeBob?
Yeah, I'm saying
SpongeBob was after me.
Yeah. When I was a kid, he was not a cartoon I watched. Yeah. Like, I watched like Recess, like those type of cartoons.
Now, SpongeBob was a cartoon like Ren and Stimpy, because the Generation X version of...
Adults pretend to like SpongeBob.
Yeah, of SpongeBob was Ren and Stimpy.
Yeah.
So I would say Mount Rushmore of cartoon characters.
Ren and Stimpy.
It was a good
yes.
one.
Oh, I mean,
right.
Mickey.
Great.
Yes. Yeah. Mickey.
Mickey.
Well,
Mickey
Mouse. We're doing it because of Mickey.
Yeah, yeah. It's Mickey Mouse's birthday.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
So
yeah.
Mickey
Happy
Mouse,
birthday, Mickey.
Mickey Mouse on the Mount Rushmore.
Yeah.
Bugs Bunny
absolutely
on the Mount Rushmore. Yeah. And then it starts to get iffier, right? I mean, after Bugs Bunny.
Is there two dogs with Mickey?
Oh, what about Goofy?
Goofy, is there another one?
Goofy's kind of a sidekick, though.
Yeah, he's not on the Mount Rushmore.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying.
No, he's not Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, he's a secondary character.
No, I would go. Come on, man. You got to go.
No, oh, actually, I know what it is.
Tom and Jerry needs to be on the Mount Rushmore.
No. So the two shows.
Which one?
That's a good question. Right, I don't know one can go without the other.
I can't believe it. Is this giving away an answer if I give it?
Nah, like,
is this
I've got a thousand cards.
I mean, it's got to be Bart Simpson. The Simpsons.
Oh, that's a good one.
The other, honestly.
No, he's right.
Cartoon characters.
I just did it. Here's the four right here. Bugs Bunny, Mickey Mouse, Bart Simpson, Eric Cartman. That's the four.
South Park's not on this.
South Park's
been on the air for 30 years.
I don't give a crap. This is children's cartoons. We're a classic.
Now that's a fair point. Cartoons. That's a fair point. If you want to
say
cartoons for kids, though,
cartoons.
But cartoons are for kids.
Well, the South Park isn't. It's the Simpsons isn't.
But it's mostly for kids.
South Park. I love South Park.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
I mean,
Chef,
30 years for
this
South
season's
Park.
Been crazy.
30 plus years for
Isaac
South Park.
Hayes,
40
Chef.
Years. For
yeah, I think you
the
have
Simpsons.
To have Simpsons and South Park on there.
Bart and of the Simpsons
no,
characters.
One or the other.
Yeah.
It's one or the other.
Well, then it's Bart Simpson.
Yes.
Over Eric Cartman. Bart Simpson, truly more iconic than Eric Cartman.
No, I agree, but I think both of them are more iconic than SpongeBob.
Ooh.
No, I would.
I don't know. I think SpongeBob goes.
SpongeBob's bigger than Cartman.
I think so.
Yeah, I think so.
I think so.
Maybe.
I think so.
I don't know. I mean, SpongeBob's been on a while, too, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is it still on?
And I guess kids and adults
like
SpongeBob, although I don't get the adults liking SpongeBob.
Tom and Jerry.
Tom and Jerry's a good one. The Roadrunner.
Great character. But not Mount Rushmore.
Well, I don't know what your side topic is. So that's why I asked if I should stop.
His favorite character.
Oh, that's not Mount Rushmore, though.
You wanted to stop. You just named 10 of them.
Yeah. Holy moly.
My bad. Cat dog?
215-592-9494.
Talking to him in front of his mom.
Rashad in Detroit.
Give me 1 second.
Rashad, are you there?
Hello?
Yeah.
So, yes, I'm here. What's going on, guys?
So, Rashad, if I remember correctly, you brought your 5-year-old son to his first Eagles game at the Link against the Lions on Sunday night, right?
Listen, guys, it was the absolute best. First, we went to the Sixers game on Friday.
Okay.
Before I even get into that, I just want to say that perimeter defense is awesome. The Pistons fans are heckling my son. They're telling my son, oh, this is what happened in Philly, blah, blah. So we get to the car. My son's like, hold on, son. My son's like, Dad, are the Eagles going to lose? And, you know, I'm talking about behind because I'm a dad. I'm like, son, you've been to see the Eagles twice. Have they ever let you down? And he's like, no. I'm like, all right, then. We're going to get out here. We're going to get this win. So we get out there Saturday. You know, we're going around the city. My son's like, what are we going to do, Dad? I'm saying it's your birthday. You can do whatever you want. Whatever you want. The girl's not here. I also have 3 other daughters. But the girls aren't here. Do whatever you want. So he's walking around at the Cowboys. Everybody he sees in Eagles gear. You know, people are laughing. We're having a great time. We get to the stadium. Shout out to Hubby in the locker area at the stadium. And that guy, he gave my son a football.
Oh, wow.
He reminded me to go. And
how
get,
old was your son turning?
He's 5.
He's turning 5.
Oh, wow. That's
and he
awesome.
Lets him say F the Cowboys, but the whole word.
It is a Mount Rushmore cuss word, but that's okay.
Yeah.
But the thing is, you can only say it when we're watching football, typically, because you can't say it in front of your mom or your grandma.
Yeah.
Because if they come yelling at me, then me and you got a problem. I don't want nah. So when we're watching football, it's just me and you, sure. But around mom, grandma, watch your mouth. Mm-hmm. So, you know, hubby in the locker area, he gives my son a football, reminds me to go get the pin and the necklace and all that. Really great time. Somebody in the stands brought my son a pretzel. He stayed up for the whole game. He had on a snuggie, a couple pairs of sweatpants.
There you go.
He was bundled up. And I mean, he just had a phenomenal time. And, you know, my only point about the team, before I let you guys go, the negativity around Jalen Hurts right now kind of sucks. And it seems like we keep getting all these, our star athletes are getting inter-organizational stuff leaking. And if I'm Jalen Hurts, you know, he's a guy who, this is a lot of nonsense on a consistent basis. What's stopping him from saying, hey, I want out of here, right? Like, I mean.
He's in a pretty good situation. Yeah. I get your point, but I mean, he is in a good situation.
But it would be annoying if every week I got to hear this from my team.
I would agree.
From the media. And, like, I want to keep the main thing. We're winning games. We're coming off a Super Bowl. And all we're talking about is negative stuff on offense. And we're winning games, right? So, and then my Mount Rushmore, I got a lot of kids. So I'm going to go with Bluey.
Bluey's
a up-and-comer.
Yeah. Seems that
no
way.
No Bluey, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's like this generation.
Australian raccoon or something, or dog.
Dog.
Yeah. I was going to say, who else? Can I give you one more cartoon character from Mount Rushmore? Because somebody tweeted at me. Is Popeye.
Nah.
Ooh.
It's a good one, but he is not.
Ooh.
You might be a little too young for Popeye.
Yeah, you don't remember how big Popeye was.
Yeah.
Man.
But I think to be on the Mount Rushmore, you still have to be a big deal.
I mean...
Although I guess Mickey and Bugs are.
They made a Popeye movie. Remember?
Yes.
With, Robin Williams.
Yeah.
It was a good theme song.
So Jeff McLean reported today that Lane Johnson, they're going to have to wait a week, and then they'll see whether the Liz Frank issue requires surgery. And if it requires surgery, he is out for the rest of the year. Now, Fred Johnson obviously slides into that spot. They won games without Lane last year. What do you think how does that hurt? If he has surgery, how does that, scale of 1 to 10, how does it hurt Super Bowl chances this year?
I mean, it obviously hurts it. To me, my main belief in the fact that they're going to the Super Bowl is that I think they'll be the one seed, and I don't think there's a team in the NFC that could come into Philadelphia and beat the Eagles. Now, if you lose Lane, obviously you're not as good, and that hurts. Last year, they were 5-1 with Fred Johnson. He went up against some pretty good tackles in that span. I didn't think Fred played great when he went in on Sunday against the Lions. He gave up that pressure in the end zone that Jalen had to spin out of. Now, he didn't get the full week of reps. I think it hurts him in twofold. One, obviously, Lane is better than Fred. But also, it hurts their 6-man offensive line package, what they have really leaned on this year.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a big loss. Now, the stats about them being bad without Lane, I do think they're kind of backloaded. Right, I think they've been better with him more in the more recent years, but no question, it's a loss.
Well, And it's a loss specifically this year because it's not the best offensive line performance. Normally, they have everybody's playing really, really well, and it's easier to slide one person in when everybody else is playing.
So,
really,
can I give
really
you like the glass quarter way full view of it?
Go for it.
I think one benefit.
I think. Can I give you the glass quarter? Oh, sorry.
I think that the fact Lane's always in and out of the lineup has also hurt them. And in theory, Fred will practice all week. He'll play all game. And you can actually develop some chemistry as opposed to having Lane play half the snaps every week.
That's fair.
Yep.
Your thoughts, Ike? How much does it hurt the Super Bowl?
Well, I think where it could hurt us if he's done for the whole year is in the postseason. You're going to play better quality opponents, so you're going to get better pass rushers.
Yep.
Once you get to the postseason. But to Elliot's point, if we got the number one seed, it's better to have that at home versus being on the road when mm-hmm. there's crowd noise and you got to go through a silent snap count. You made a great point. Fred Johnson was able to step in last year, and they didn't seemingly miss a beat because everyone else was playing well.
They actually took off during
yeah,
that spin.
But everyone else was playing
yeah,
well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Problem is, when everyone else isn't necessarily playing well, he doesn't get the cover that he would normally get. And so that's going to be interesting. It's better than what they have. Again, I look at the schedule remaining. There's not an edge rusher I'm necessarily in fear of. I mean, you go to Buffalo, you got to play against the Bosa brother.
Yeah.
But other than that, everyone else doesn't have the Washington, Khalil Mack.
Khalil Mack's
with
okay.
The Chargers,
yeah.
But he's 40.
Right.
Dallas, they're better interior, but they still don't have the guys coming off the edge.
The other anymore. Issue. The other issue
Chicago,
with this is
Chicago's premier rusher.
Wow.
Yeah, I can't think of
I can't remember who it is, yeah. Is that the kid they traded for from Washington?
Montez Sweat?
Yeah, Montez.
Oh, yeah, Montez
Sweat.
I think he's still there.
I think so, yeah.
He was their top guy, yeah.
I think another issue here, obviously, is it's hard to have good offensive line depth, and now we'll see if Cam plays on Sunday, but
that's another thing, yeah.
So their two best backup offensive linemen, Fred Johnson and Brett Toth, could be starting on Sunday.
Right.
So now, if Landon goes down, which he's been, you know, I think Jordan's probably been pushing through some things this year. Tyler Steen has an oblique injury.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
You are one snap away from all of a sudden, like, Drew Kendall is playing, Matt Pryor. So that's the other thing about Lane. It takes away one of your top backups that could go in if someone else were to go down.
There's another guy waiting around, maybe getting a game. They didn't activate him yet.
Oh,
your boy.
Willie Lamkin.
Oh, man.
fast Willie Lamkin.
Now, I will say, at least he plays center.
He does play
You know,
play
he's not
center.
Going in a tackle or guard. I can tell you that much. Yep.
Well, and the tush push got denied with Toth in there at the end.
It did.
Yeah.
It did.
Won the monitor. You getting Kelsey out there?
Kelsey weighs about 250.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe he's a slot receiver?
Yeah, I don't know. Kelsey's looking a little bit too much like Richie.
Has Jason Peters finally retired?
I believe he has.
Okay.
I don't think he's on a practice squad or anything.
I don't think so,
yeah. 215-592-9494. So, you don't think about the summer a lot right now, or maybe you do. Maybe you do when it starts getting cold out. And Adam Kasebe, K-S-E-B-E, that's how you spell it. He's out of Long and Foster in Bethany Beach. He can make your summers better by making sure that you have your own beach house to go to during the summer. And if you think, well, can I afford that? Well, you see the prices you pay when you go to rent a beach house. You could rent it out to other people. You have your own place to go to with your family and your friends. You can have a place for a nice three-day weekend during the fall. Maybe you work from home. I can't do it, but maybe you can. Kasabi is the best at getting you your Delaware beach house. I say Delaware because that is where his specialty is. That is where the property taxes are low. I asked him for a couple examples. I said, tell me some property taxes. He's like, well, there's this one place in Rehoboth. The annual property taxes are about $1,500 for a $600,000 house.
Wow.
Sea Isle, he said like $12,000, $13,000. Huge difference. He's the guy. And if it happened to be a Jersey Shore house you want to, he's got a huge network of people that can help you out. He has to be your first stop. Adam Kasabi, K-S-E-B-E. You can call or text him directly at 302-864-8643. That's 302-864-8643. Or go to processrealtor.com. So offense rest of the year. You know, we're debating over the leaks and all that sort of stuff. What do they do? Like, it seems like, do they keep just ramming their head against the wall and hoping that the running game ends up being something? Like, what do you do? Because they're winning games, but I think it's fair to say that, like, you don't want to be scoring 10 points and 16 points and hoping that you're going to win football games. Like, do you do?
Hope you play all your games in a dome and the wind's not a factor. I don't know.
Yeah, we don't care about no damn dome.
Just saying.
We play defense. Defense won't play outside.
But
in the cold weather, hit you in your mouth.
We'll see this Sunday how bad the offense really is, because it's not a great Dallas defense, and there's no inclement weather.
Yeah. Right?
I mean, I don't think the wind is the main reason, but it is worth noting the last 2 weeks it has been a weather factor to an extent. So the dome this Sunday, it will be interesting to see how they play in there.
I just hear you say you don't think they're winning Sunday.
No, I said I'll be interested to see how they play on Sunday.
Oh, the offense.
In the offense. Yeah, like they're in a dome against
offensively,
not...
Offensively,
offensively, yeah.
I thought you were talking about defense.
Well, it is worth mentioning then, too. I mean, I agree the defense has played great, but the opposing quarterbacks have played in that same...
And they get lit up in Dallas
weather,
all the time.
You know?
Every time I'm there, it feels like they score 30 points.
But they haven't played well either.
What? The
opposing quarterbacks.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But when we're talking about when we're looking ahead of the defense, everyone seems to think the defense, well, they're going to be a number one defense now. But we've had probably the same number of excellent offensive games as we've had defensive games. We had two excellent defensive games. We had two excellent offensive games.
Yeah.
Nobody thinks the offense at this point
is... but it's different. We got new players on defense. We got Jaden Phillips and N'Kobe Dean.
Yes, that's right.
I got to tell you. And I'm old enough to remember, I heard, you're not beating the Lions scoring 10 points.
That's what I heard.
Yeah, come to find out, you would have beaten the Lions if you scored 10 points.
That is
it's
a good
almost
point.
Like turning the ball over matters more than the number of points.
Do you know, just for your everyone's pro football focus file, N'Kobe Dean was the second lowest rated defensive player on the Eagles on Sunday, according to Pro Football Focus.
Well, they can shove it.
It's a bad grade.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes. Holy cow.
Their eye test stinks.
So in terms of the offense rest of the year, what I will say is I don't think they're going to turn into some high-powered scoring offense.
Of
I think this is how it's going to look the rest of the year. Well, yes. I think they're going to have to keep playing smart football and not turn the ball over.
But we will look better in these last two games.
Yeah, I think they'll look better in these last two games. I think they'll probably average, 24, 25 points the rest of the way.
Nah, we can average 30.
Nah, no shot.
Yeah.
For the rest of the year?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Average 30?
Yeah. Average. What, did I stutter?
So to be clear, you don't mean for the season. You mean over the next 7 or 8 games they will average 30 points.
Yes.
Okay.
Stick with me.
All right.
Give me a defense that worries you that we play on the schedule. Every last one of them stinks.
It's a good point.
One of these defenses stink. We should start being able to put points on the board.
If they average 30 points the rest of the season, I will be your butler for a month.
Okay.
A month? You could have said a day, and you would have,
215-592-9494.
Yeah, I would have settled for a day.
You should get 30 points per game tattooed on you.
Can you imagine, Renee's like, why is Spike here again?
Why is Spike still here?
Again,
He's not even good at being a butler. He can't cook. He doesn't like
cleaning. We just have you walk the dogs, man.
That's all.
Yeah, we know you'd do that.
Yeah, John in South Philly, you're on WIP. What's up, John?
Hey, guys. I want to kind of do something different, because I know a lot of times there's people waiting on hold. And I just want to make 6 quick points.
Yes.
And
did you say 6 quick points?
No.
Let's see if we can get... Hold on, Spike. Take it easy. Let's see if we can get the 6.
Okay,
right.
Go.
I'm going to make it real fast, so hopefully somebody's writing it down. My character is Rex Racer, to start off.
Wait, is who?
Rex Racer was the best racer in the Speed Racer franchise, but he allowed his brother by saving his behind all the time to think that his brother, Speed, was the better person or the better driver when he was.
All right, point two.
Go, Speed Racer, go. All
okay.
right.
Point two.
Oh, okay.
Point number one.
That was number one.
No. Andy and Pat Mahomes. Andy took what Texas Tech was running when Pat was in college, and he allowed that to match up with his playbook and allow Pat to hit the ground running. Jalen hasn't had that since he's been here. Number two, AJ and, to me, Tyreek Hill are going to be kind of like soulmates because he's going to wind up at some place he wish he wasn't. Number three, the in-house hiring. When you keep turning over $200 million cars to people who have just got their driver's license, this is what you get. Yes, there's two other reasons why Jalen is struggling, and we can keep saying that it is his fault to some degree, which it is always going to be. But when you start with a coach who keeps hiring in-house and you don't have a senior member like a Tom Moore, which Baker Mayfield in Tampa Bay has gone through the same thing, a new coordinator every year for the last 7 or 8 years. At the end of the day, you got somebody that's got their hands on the kid just in case somebody needs to step in. So the Eagles have never had that. Number four, the offensive line is the second biggest reason. They've been unhealthy. Two or three of their five guys have been banged up pretty much since the season started. The fifth point is you have these situations where you can speak to this more than some of those other guys did, depending on what level of football they've ever gotten to.
Right.
None.
But it's hard to play for coaches that you don't have faith in. You have a better imagination than them, and you come from pedigree situations, and they don't. It's easy to sit there and say
the pedigree coach benched them in the national championship.
Or it's easy to say because they're coaches and they're paid to do a job, and you have to listen because you're paid to do a job. That's not how professional athletes function. And the last one I want to say is this. At the end of the day, Jalen Hurts, combined with OU and Alabama, has always been what he was then. He's a 77/78% winning percentage quarterback. Including the Eagles, he's at 71%. Y'all have a good night.
All right.
I like how he said, I want to make this fast. Here's 6 points.
Well, Andy got the cartoon in, Speed
yes.
Racer.
His name is Rex Racer?
The thing is...
Just say Speed Racer.
Speed is the brother.
He just did the thing that we don't want everybody else doing.
Making excuses?
Blame everybody else.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, well, how could...
Oh, yeah, that was absolving Jalen of everything.
How could Jalen possibly play well with these coaches that don't have any pedigree? Hello, the head coach has the same Super Bowl and Super Bowl victory that Jalen has. I could care less if Jalen won college football games. I don't care. Do you know who's won college football games? Every quarterback in the NFL. Maybe not every one of them. A lot of them have won a lot of college football games.
That's how you get to this point.
Yeah. They win a lot of games. Congratulations. That's how you become it.
It's like saying how great you were in high school.
Yes.
Yeah, everybody was great in high school.
Right, Jack?
Including me.
Well, I mean every professional.
Oh, okay. Oh yeah. Right, great right.
And mostly those that were scholarship athletes
yeah,
in college.
Yes.
Can I ask you a quick question?
Yeah, you got 1 minute.
Okay. So let's say, obviously, what D-Gun is reporting is true, and there's frustration in the building with Jalen, and maybe the coaches, you know, all the... If you're Jeffrey Lurie, and you see that there's frustration from people about Jalen, and then I would assume frustration with Jalen to other people, are you signing up for another year of this?
Well, they don't...
Like, if there is true frustration about Jalen, would you sit down in the offseason and be like, all right, well, we got to figure it out, or one of you has to go?
Yeah, let me answer that real quick. Yes. Unless you give me a better reason why I shouldn't.
I think I would, too. I'm just wondering where you guys are at with
that. Yeah,
when you say, are you signing up for another year of this, do you mean Jalen?
Like, or Nick, or whatever. Like, if the belief in the building is Jalen is maybe not great at running the offense or whatever, do you need to then make a change so where you have a coach or a quarterback, regardless, that are maybe are more on the same page? Just a hypothetical.
Yeah, I'll go find a coordinator that can get the best out of Jalen Hurts.
I keep trying unless I have a better answer or quarterback.
I'm getting rid of my franchise quarterback.
No, I'm not. I would not trade Jalen. I'm just wondering where you guys are.
Well, if
we act like these guys grow on trees.
Well,
man.
Yeah,
quarterbacks don't grow on trees.
This is a longer conversation because it depends what the other options are.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I don't know. Listen, are there quarterbacks out of trade for
the, he's the official QB of the players' lounge.
He is.
I don't know. I'm not ready to hand the keys to the franchise over.
The other thing, Philadelphia Airport is absolutely in Philadelphia. I heard you say this last week and I had to say something about you.
No, I didn't
say that. The Philadelphia Airport is
in Philadelphia.
Okay, good. My bad. Well, it's quick. It's 53.
But he was saying that there was like some sort of traffic issue because he was in the middle of Philadelphia. It's in a swamp.
It's not in the middle
of Philadelphia.
Okay. It's officially fine. As long as you acknowledge it is in Philadelphia.
Yes, it's in the city limits, but it's not in Philly.
Okay.
We can't have an airport in the city.
It's named Philadelphia.
How are you going to land the planes?
It's named Philadelphia. They're named the New York Giants, and they play in New Jersey. It doesn't matter what it's named. All right. 215-592-9494. You can get the Go Birds podcast wherever you get your podcast. Birds Daily. It's an incredible podcast.
Every day.
And you can listen tomorrow night at 6 o'clock to ESPN.
Spike's favorite show.
Go Birds Evening.
Watch me try to lead.
Yeah. I needed something.
I know.
And he couldn't use little B again.
Yeah, it's true. No, I'd rather use that.
With special guests tomorrow night, that is Brandon Lee Gouton of Bleeding Green Nation.
Yes.
Coming up next, Jordan Mailata joins us. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.